Hey, so I came across this really interesting paper that just dropped in Radiology Artificial Intelligence, and I think you'll appreciate what they've done here. It's about using deep learning to detect fetal brain abnormalities on ultrasound, basically trying to automate something that normally requires a really experienced eye and a lot of specialized training, which, if you think about it, is exactly the kind of problem A. I should be solving in medical imaging. Let me set the stage real quick. Second trimester ultrasound is standard screening, right? Most pregnant people get one around 18 to 22 weeks. It's where you check anatomy, look for any red flags. The problem is fetal neurosonography. That's the specialized version where you really dig into the brain structures. It's a skill that takes years to develop. And not everywhere has sonographers with that level of expertise. So you get this variability in detection rates depending on who's doing the scan and where they're trained. This is a multi-center study, and the researchers were basically asking, can we build a system that helps catch things that might otherwise slip through? Their approach is pretty elegant, actually. They developed what they call an anatomy-aware, two-stage pipeline. So it's not just throwing one neural net at the problem. Stage one is an object detection model that localizes the relevant brain structures. Then stage two is a classification model that determines whether those structures are abnormal or normal. Kind of like you're teaching the system where to look first, then what to think about what it sees. Here's where it gets exciting. The object detection model achieved an MAP, that's mean average precision, of 0. 93 at the standard 0. 5 IOU threshold, with a pretty tight confidence interval of 0. 90 to 0. 96. For those of you who don't live and breathe object detection metrics, that's genuinely impressive. It means the model was really good at finding the right structures consistently. The classification piece is where the clinical rubber really meets the road, though. They got an AUC of 0, 96, again, 0, 90 to 1, 0, 0, sensitivity of 87%, and specificity of 91%. The F1 score came in at 0, 84. Now, I know a lot of people focus on sensitivity and specificity, which makes sense clinically, but I actually think the AUC here is what tells you the real story. That tells you across all possible thresholds, how well is this thing discriminating between normal and abnormal? And 0. 96 is dot, dot. That's really solid. What impressed me most was the consistency check. They looked at cross-validation performance versus independent test set performance, and the sensitivity only differed by -5%, specificity by -4%, 2%. So there's no hidden overfitting lurking in there. The model generalizes. Oh, and inference time, about 50 milliseconds per image. That's fast enough that this isn't going to slow down a workflow. You're talking real-time integration into an actual scanning protocol. Okay, but here's what really matters clinically. When you recalculate those metrics at the actual population prevalence, which they put at 0, 1% for serious fetal brain abnormalities, the negative predictive value becomes 99. 99%. Think about what that means. If you run this on a screening population and it says normal, you can be almost certain it's actually normal. That's huge for a screening tool because false positives cause anxiety and unnecessary specialist referrals, but false negatives. Dot, dot. Well, those are the ones that keep you up at night. The way they've framed this, and I think this is important, is as a screening support tool, not a replacement tool. They're not saying this should be the final decision maker. They're saying this should help sonographers catch things they might miss, especially in settings where you don't have someone with years of neurosonography training. And that's actually how these tools should be deployed, right? Augmenting human expertise, not replacing it. What's also clever about their study design is that it's multi-center, which means they're not overfitting to one hospital's data or one population's ultrasound machines. real-world applicability matters. One thing worth noting, and this is just honest science, is that the 87% sensitivity still means you're missing about 1 in 8 cases. That's why the support tool framing is crucial. This isn't a system that works in isolation. It's part of a workflow. Someone's still looking at the images. The system is just helping prioritize which ones need deeper review. So where does this land? Prenatal ultrasound screening is increasingly global. You've got countries with vastly different resources for subspecialty training. A tool that works reliably, regardless of operator experience, could genuinely move the needle on prenatal care equity. You could catch fetal brain abnormalities in places where specialty neurosonography just isn't accessible otherwise. That's not a small thing. The paper gives us a really solid proof of concept that the anatomy-aware two-stage approach works. You can build something that's both sensitive and specific, that generalizes to independent data, and that's fast enough to use in clinical practice. Whether this specific model becomes the standard, or whether it's one of many solutions that get built on this foundation, time will tell. But the direction is clear, and honestly, that's exactly what we should be doing with AI in medical imaging.